Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're beginning Bez Hashem Hilchos Megillah. Simen Tafresh Pei Vav Sif Aleph. B'chanako Purim Mutter Lisanos Lifnim Acharem. You're allowed to fast the day before and the day after Chanukah and Purim. There's actually a discussion about this because Chanukah and Purim are in Megillah's Tainus. And whatever's in Megillah's Tainus, you're not allowed to fast before and after. But Tosfos and others explain that for Chanukah and Purim they made an exception, and you can fast before and after. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Bach holds that on Chanukah it's usher to fast the day before, and the Pei Chodesh agrees as well. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, some have a custom to fast every month on Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's like Yom Kippur Katan. Well, then, but on Chanukah you can't because it's Chanukah. So some have a custom that they fast Erev Chanukah instead of the fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah says they shouldn't change their custom. But l'chadchila, ideally, that's not the right thing to start doing. That's not the right thing to start doing because really it's better not to fast on Erev, Chanukah. Okay. Sif Beis. Misanim b'yudgim b'adar v'imchal purim b'yechad b'shabbos hatim l'isanos b'yom chamishi. Tainus Esther is the day before Purim Yud Gimel B'Adar. Why do we have Tainus Esther? Because if you look in the Megillah, that was the day of the war. They fought a battle against their enemies on Yud Gimel Adar. And that was the day of Tainus Esther. That was the day of the war. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that they fasted on the day that they fought the war. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Medrash, when B'nai Yisrael fought Amalek in the Midbar, they fasted. And therefore, just like they fasted when they fought Amalek in the Midbar, they fasted also, B'mei Mordechai, Esther, when they fought Amalek. And therefore, just like they fasted on Yud Gimel when they fought the war, we fast every year on Yud Gimel Adar. Why? That we should remember that Hashem heard our cries. And when we did tshuva, Hashem helped us and saved us. So we should learn from that. So Tainus Esther is the Tainus that commemorates the successful tshuva that we had Bisman Purim, and that's what we're commemorating with Tainus Esther. The Aruch Sholem quotes the other pshat, that Tainus Esther is a zecher to the 3-day fast which Esther declared. But that 3-day fast was around Pesach time the year before. But we're not going to fast Pesach time in Nisan, and we're not going to fast for 3 days, so they took a 3-day fast from Nisan and put it into a 1-day fast right before Purim. But either way, the fast commemorates a simcha. Hashem listened to our tefillos. We won the war on Yud Gimel Adar. Hashem listened and accepted the tshuva, which we did when Esther declared the 3-day fast. So therefore, the Mefarshim explain that Tainus Esther is not a sad Tainus, it's a happier Tainus. And there are some nafkaminas lamaisa. One is allowed to take a hot shower on Tainus Esther. Another Tainusim, it's preferable not to take a hot shower. There's a machlokas whether one can get married on the night before a fast day. But on Tainus Esther, everyone agrees that it's mutter. Because Tainus Esther is a Tainus of Simcha and not a Tainus of Avelus. Well, if Purim is on Sunday, you can't fast on Shabbos, so you fast on Thursday. Why don't you fast on Friday? So one reason is the Mishnah Berurah says, because you won't have time to get ready for Shabbos properly. You're davening so long and saying slichos, so it'll throw off preparations for Shabbos. Others quote that it's not proper to enter Shabbos when one is fasting. It's be'inui. You shouldn't afflict yourself going. You should be in a good mood going into Shabbos. So therefore, one should not fast. And we never fast on Friday, except that sometimes Aser B'Teves falls out on Friday. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. The Rama continues. The Tainizu Eina Chova. Lachen Yesh Lakabo Leis Hatzorech. This Tainiz is not an obligation like the other 4 Tainizim. And therefore you can be Mekil. Gomu Baros, Ome Nikos, Ochol Hashem Bo Sakana. Pregnant or nursing or someone who's sick, someone who's Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, means you have a bad headache, you have to lie down. It's much to eat on Tainiz Esther. If you have your eyes hurt, it means you have a bad headache. Shemitzarim harbe, if it hurts a lot, lo yisanu v'yifru acharkach. You don't have to fast, and you would pay it up you would pay it up afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Muberes and the Meinika don't have to make it up afterwards. This is only talking about someone who is the Kovei Nayim. And the minig is that a person who can't fast because he's sick, he has a very bad headache, so he would give some stucca instead. That's what Guidelines quotes number 19. If you're pregnant or nursing, you don't have to make it up at all, because you're totally putting. But if you're sick or you have a bad headache, then you would give some stucca, instead. Oh. Then the Ramah quotes what happens when Tainus Esther falls out on a Thursday because it's pushed off, and there's also a bris that day. V'imchal Purim v'yom Rishon, Shemisanin v'yom Hei Sholofano, you fast on Thursday, v'chal bo bris v'shmigo, mutalecha alamigo umachar v'yom vav yisanu ha'ochim. Ramah says everyone can eat at the bris because it's a nikcha. Everyone can eat at the bris. And then the Balei Bris, that means the Sanduk and the Moel and the father. Elsewhere, the Mishnah Berurah says the Balei Bris also includes the mother. They don't have to make it up. They can fast. They can eat on Thursday, no problem. But the rest of the people who attend the Bris would have to fast the next day to make up for the fast they missed on Thursday. Oh! The Mishnah Berurah quotes an opinion that that's not allowed, that the other people aren't allowed to eat on Thursday, and therefore you make the Suda at night. And that, I think, is the common practice in this type of situation. The Balei Bris themselves, they can eat after the Bris on Thursday itself. They eat after the Bris themselves. That's the Sanduk and the Mohel and the father. And elsewhere, again, the Mishnah Berurah says that includes the mother as well. Oh, Sif Gimel. Yesh Mis'anim Gimel Yomim Zechu L'Tainus Esther. Some people fast for 3 days during Adar Zechu to Esther's 3-day fast. What does that mean? It means Bahab. They fast the Monday, Thursday, Monday after Purim. This is not the common practice nowadays. Oh. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. Adar is a time of additional added Simcha. A person should have less worries on during Adar. Totally simcha in front of Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Yechoyim b'nei ir l'sakim v'askamu v'b'cheir malein v'alboim acharem l'asos purim v'yom shenase bones. If a miracle happened in your city, you can make a special, personal, private yom tov for that city where they celebrate like a private purim on that day every year. Oh, some of the Achronim say that nowadays we're not on this level and we don't do this, but there were cities in Europe that did this. They established personal celebrations on the days that a miracle happened in that city. Just a few more ideas regarding fasting. So there's an interesting psak from Rav Yoshev Zatzal. What if a person is feeling okay? He's able to fast on Tainus Esther, but he knows that if he fasts on Tainus Esther, it's going to throw off his celebration on Purim. He won't be able to celebrate Purim properly. So they call from Rabbi Yashiv in the Sefer Piskei Shemuos on Purim that you don't have to fast. That again, since Tainus Esther is a lighter Tainus, and you know you're a weak person, if it's going to be Mitzar on the next day, you don't have to fast on Purim itself. You don't have to fast on Tainus Esther itself. Well, there are many more details about what happens when there's a bris that coincides with Tainus Esther, and that's a shaila that a person would have to ask. Since Tainus Esther is a fast day, I want to just mention a few ideas about fast days in general. First of all, rinsing the mouth. So the Mishnah Berurah says if you're mitztayer, the bad taste causes a discomfort, you can rinse your mouth out with a little water or mouthwash. You should use only a small amount and lean forward. That way, you'll make sure that you don't swallow anything by mistake. You can also brush your teeth with a dry toothbrush. That helps to get rid of the bad taste as well. And again, if you're mitztayer from the bad taste, then many poskim say you can use a little toothpaste as well. And again, leaning forward and trying, being careful not to swallow. Some poskim say just to brush the front of your mouth, that way, not the back, that way there's less of a chance of swallowing something by mistake. Now, the fast starts at Alos HaShachar, so a person is allowed to eat before the fast. When you go to sleep, you have in mind that you're going to eat in the morning before Alos. You get up early, and you can eat before Alos. Now, if you're eating bread or alamichya foods, then you have to start before, a half hour before Alos HaShachar. But there are a lot of foods that aren't alamichya. Corn flakes, Rice Krispies, yogurt, a fruit. So foods like that, you're allowed to eat and start eating even within a half hour before Alos. So people do that. They get up early, and in the last half hour, 20 minutes before Alos, they'll have a small bite to eat, take a drink, and then go back to sleep. And that is perfectly mutter. And okay, if you want a dafke, have cake, almichya foods, then you would have to begin more than a half hour before Alos HaShachar. When exactly Alos HaShachar is, there are different opinions. You'd have to ask your local posek and check the Zmanim charts. When is Alos HaShachar in your neighborhood? Okay, we'll stop here.